Lesson D. A Day to Remember. Page 80. Exercise 1. Reading. The Story of My Life.
The most important day I remember in all my life is the one on which my teacher, Anne Mansfield Sullivan, came to me. I am filled with wonder when I consider the immeasurable contrast between the two lives which it connects. It was the 3rd of March, 1887, 3 months before I was 7 years old. The morning after my teacher came, she led me into her room and gave me a doll. When I had played with it a little while, Miss Sullivan slowly spelled into my hand the word D-O-L-L. I was at once interested in this finger play and tried to imitate it. When I finally succeeded in making the letters correctly, I was filled with childish pleasure and pride. Running downstairs to my mother, I held up my hand and made the letters for doll. I did not know that I was spelling a word, or even that words existed. I simply made my fingers go in monkey-like imitation. In the days that followed, I learned to spell in this uncomprehending way many words, among them pin, hat, cup, and a few verbs like sit, stand, and walk. But my teacher had been with me several weeks before I understood that everything has a name. One day while I was playing with my new doll, Miss Sullivan gave me my old doll too. She then spelled D-O-L-L and tried to make me understand that D-O-L-L applied to both. Earlier in the day, we had a struggle over two words. M-U-G is mug, and W-A-T-E-R is water. But I persisted in mixing up the two. I became impatient, and seizing the new doll, I dashed it on the floor, breaking it into pieces. I was not sorry after my fit of temper. In the dark, still world, I had no strong sentiment for anything. My teacher brought me my hat, and I knew we were going out into the warm sunshine. We walked down the path to the well house. Someone was drawing water, and my teacher placed my hand under the spout. As the cool stream gushed over one hand, she spelled into the other the word water. First slowly, then rapidly. I stood still. My whole attention was fixed upon the movements of her finger. Suddenly, I seemed to remember something I had forgotten, a thrill of returning thought, and the mystery of language was revealed to me. I knew then that the W-A-T-E-R meant that wonderful, cool something that was flowing over my hand. That living word awakened my soul and set it free.